Hey everyone, welcome to Johnny's Audio Vault and welcome to this series called Johnny's Music Monday. Now on this series, I'm sharing my perspective from my own experience in the music business. And this is just to start off the week. I'm sharing my tips so you, music professional, aspiring artist, can at least learn something from me and hopefully can take what I say and turn it into success for yourself and your brand. So welcome to Johnny's Music Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. It's graduation season, and so many people are graduating, thousands upon thousands of people in the United States and across the world. Now, amongst many of those people who are graduating this year, in this season, there are a lot of people who want to work in entertainment and music. And every year, around this season, I get dozens of messages from people who are just graduating, wanting to get into the industry and wanting to get my perspective on how to break into the music industry. Now, obviously, I don't have all the answers. There's so many different ways you can break into the music industry. However, today, I want to get into my three top tips for anybody who's listening. Number one is to create your own voice and showcase your talent. Now, throughout the years, I've seen people do so many different things. Whether they create content on the internet around a specific topic, whether they create an event series where they're bringing musicians and entertainers and music business professionals together, or whether they're building something like an app. There's so many different ways you can voice your talent and voice your experience and perspective. But the main thing is to keep active, whether you're looking for a job or not. One thing that I've learned while developing my brand, especially on LinkedIn, is people gravitate to real perspectives and real tangible information that they can use. It could be for entertainment, or it could be for inspirational purposes, or whatever the case might be. But the main thing is to create something that people can get value out of. And that is so important. And then on top of that is being consistent. However, you won't get any attention if you're not curating and developing something, your brand, a product, a service that people can use. You're not going to get the press that you might want, because you are not cultivating something that people can use. So my main thing to reiterate, make sure that you're developing something. In my personal opinion, with the internet, digital branding is so, so powerful. Personal branding is one of the ways to go. And we all have the same tools. We have a camera, and we can take pictures with our phones. We can take videos. We can type text. We can do amazing things. And now we have the emergence of AI. So there are people building real tangible brands of thousands and even sometimes hundreds of thousands or even millions of people. And they're doing exactly that with the same tools that you have, a cell phone and an internet connection. So anybody who is listening to this, you can do that. And you are creating leverage within the market. For example, let's say you go up against 100 candidates and you built a successful brand and you're getting the attention and you're giving insight, and the recruiter goes to your page. They look at your page versus 99 other people who have not done something. Which profile or which candidate do you think will be better in the eyes of a recruiter? Think about that for a second. Number two, networking is so important. Networking in all facets is important for your success. Why? Because every day we connect with people. Our day revolves around information. And having the right information, having people, the right tools or resources that can help you is important. I've always admired the people who can pick up the phone and solve an issue just by one phone call. I've seen this in the event spaces when I was producing my own events. There was an issue and we needed to solve a problem. And it was the last minute. The event was less than 24 hours away. And the venue space that I was working with, the assistant manager picked up the phone, got sponsors, and immediately the problem was solved. And I was really amazed by that. I'm like, wow, I want to be on that level. So I started cultivating my network and building my network. And especially online. Online, the internet, social media brings an advantage that we never had before. We literally, within a number of seconds, can look up who we need to speak to for whatever project, and we can contact them online. We can at least send them a DM. Whether or not they see or not, that is one thing. But we can look up their information and connect with them. Now, when I talk about networking, I want to hone in on this specific topic. Make sure you build relationships. It's not just about going to an event, meeting people, and forgetting about them. Follow up, ask questions, help them out, offer your service. I'm not saying overextend yourself, but offer your help to them if you can. That is so important. And that's one thing that I've learned. I remember going to the ASCAP I Create Music Expo. And there are people, a lot of people, I would say the majority of people were going there to build themselves, network with people, and share information. But there was always those one or two people who would go to every single panel, write notes, and not say a word to anybody. They would go out the whole 3 or 4 days, fly out to LA, and not say anybody. Yes, in situations like that, the panels might give valuable information. But one thing that I've took away from those situations were the people matter. Now, as I look back, a lot of people, musicians that I befriended, that became my colleagues and peers, are now doing big things, having platinum plaques on the walls. And now I can call them my friends. I can call them up anytime and say, I need this, I need that. So it is so important to use the advantage of meeting people, whether it's on the internet or in real time, and building relationships. Networking is so critical to your path to success. It's probably the most important thing. So please think about that. Network, and don't forget this. Number three, it will probably take you years to get to your intended goal. Be patient. This is so important. It takes time to build careers. When I look at the new executive in the music industry, the one who's starting to get recognition, the magazines like Forbes or the editorials, and they're getting stories and PR. One of the things that I see, they usually are in their 30s, late 30s to 40s. So what that really translates is they spent so much time, usually from their early 20s, building their careers to get to a point to that. When you look at most of the accomplished songwriters, it took them years of grinding to get from point A to point B. Now, if you're really serious about the music industry, you have to understand and say to yourself, this might take a while. It might take you 5, 10 years to become the hottest producer that you wish to be, the music business professional, the singer, whatever the case might be. So my question is to you, are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to sit there and grind it out for years upon years? In any industry, it takes time to get to the top usually. Now, obviously, we might hear that one young executive who's 25 years old, who made it to the top, who's killing the game, but those are anomalies. It's going to take time, but I believe anybody who's listening to this right now can achieve it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and to everybody who listens and support me, and especially those on Patreon. My subscribers on Patreon help me produce content, help me produce the staff, the equipment to get this content out to the world. And it is my goal every day to grow that community so I can continue pushing material like this out on the internet. So if you're ever interested in joining my Patreon, supporting this mandate, this goal, this story, feel free to go on to patreon.com/ajonygriffith. Again, that's patreon.com/ajonygriffith. I hope everybody's doing amazing today, and I will see you around for the next episode. Thank you.